Hezbollah launched hundreds of rockets and drones at Israel early on Sunday, as Israel's military said it struck Lebanon with around 100 jets to thwart a bigger attack in one of the largest clashes in more than 10 months of border warfare. Lauren Anthony from Reuters reports.
The Iran-backed Lebanese group Hezbollah said it had fired 320 Katyusha rockets towards Israel and hit 11 military targets. It added it was the first phase of its retaliation for Israel's assassination of Fuad Shukra, a senior commander, last month. At least three deaths were confirmed in Lebanon. Israeli military said one Navy soldier had been killed and two were wounded in combat in northern Israel. Israel's military said it had foiled a much larger attack with preemptive airstrikes after assessing that Hezbollah was preparing to launch the barrage. Hezbollah dismissed Israel's statement, saying it had been able to launch its drones as planned.
Lauren Anthony from Reuters. A Syrian man is claiming to be responsible for a deadly festival knife attack in Germany. AP correspondent Neon Kim has more.
German police say a 26-year-old man has turned himself in, claiming to be behind the deadly knife attack in Zöllingen in the country's west. The suspect is a Syrian citizen who had applied for asylum in Germany. Federal prosecutors say they're investigating on suspicion of murder and membership in a foreign terrorist organization after the Islamic State militant group claimed responsibility. The attack left three people dead and eight wounded at a festival marking Zöllingen's 650th anniversary. A church service has been held near the square where the attack took place. 3 days of celebrations had been planned, but have now been cancelled. I'm Nayan Kim.
At least 20 people have died and more than 5.2 million have been affected in Bangladesh by floods caused by relentless monsoon rains and overflowing rivers, officials said on Sunday. This is VOA News. Pakistani officials say at least 36 passengers have been killed and